And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is just past 7 on Wednesday night, and we are at Red Bones Grill in Montgomery, and it is sectional week, and it is the Josh Thompson Coaches Show. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. Good evening, coach.
It's a pleasure to be on here with you tonight, Mike. Sectional week. I was checking stuff out. When I got home from practice, I got grabbed real quick. I got into a game of 2-on-1 with my sons.
Okay.
Outside, which is beautiful outside. And then I went in and I started checking scores and seeing teams like Indy Cathedral and Lawrence North playing tonight. Lots of really good games around the state tonight.
Thought I didn't talk to you today hardly at all, but I ran into was running out to get a salad at the Gostoff for lunch today. Saw your good friend, one of your old mentors, Jason Scomp, out there, and he said the Bloomfield Cardinals are playing tonight up at Clay City, and
yes.
And he was going from Washington, lunch in Montgomery, looking at a house in Salem, then driving all the way back to Clay City.
Yeah, Scomp puts in the miles. He just got some kind of big time award for Farm Bureau Insurance. He and all those guys in that conglomeration there in that district with Chad Wade, Travis Brett, all those guys in Lagodi are in his district, and they got a big team award, so congratulations to Jason.
Well, we always break the Coach Josh Thompson, the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, into three segments. We talk about the week that was, the week that is, and have a little bit of fun. And, Coach, last week, regular season wrapped up, and I know Friday night, big game at Bloomfield, 54-41 victory. But that win means a lot more to you than anybody else, and not because it's a hated rival. It's you love Bloomfield; that's your hometown, and you love going back to play against your Cardinals.
Yeah, it's always neat to go back because you know you get to see people that you grew up and looked up to. You see people that you played with, and it's just always nice to go back home. But you know, when the ball goes up in the air, it's just another high school game. And you know, you're trying to put your kids in position to win a game. And, you know, it is what it is once that basketball goes up in the air. But, yeah, it is always nice to go back home. And Lewis Murphy sent me a congratulatory text after the game. He said he wanted to know what was better, going home and beating your high school team, or saving money on your insurance. And I said, they're both equally the same to me. And if anybody has any questions about Lewis and that text he sent me, Lewis is my insurance agent. So,
and a good man and a coach in the Viking system.
Well, he's not only a coach in the Viking system, but he's got me now into farming on the side and a little bit of everything.
Well, hey, a week that was not only a win on Friday night up at Bloomfield, but a great chance to come back home on Saturday, play one of your old mates, Coach O'Neill at Shackamack. Vikings got a good win in that. You got to play a lot of people. You got to start 5 seniors, and I think the news of that entire scenario is Bryson Graber becomes Indiana's all-time assist leader.
Yeah, pretty incredible. You know, I told you that after the game, that anytime you can, you know, finish your career and you know, obviously we're looking forward to Bryson having a couple more weeks of his career here at Bar-E, but when you can walk away and you can say you are a statistical leader at your school, that's pretty good, and that means you've been a really special player. But when you can walk away and say that you are the all-time leader in a statistical category in the state of Indiana, that's remarkable. And congratulations to Bryson. I think he said it best, though, that it really becomes a team award, because without guys putting the ball in the basket or knocking down shots when he kicks it out to him, you know, he doesn't get those assists. And so just really really happy for Bryson to be able to do it. Then you mentioned the fact that it was at home. We tried so hard to pick up a lot of games. We thought we might be going to North Putnam, maybe South Ripley. We didn't know where we were going last week. And a lot of credit to Nate O'Neill for bringing his kids down to play us last Saturday, because not only was it, you know, Bryson breaking that record at home, it was also our seniors getting to play one more game at home, getting a lot of kids involved. But then our cheerleaders and our band haven't been able to participate in a lot of games this year. So with things opening up and being back into the blue, the environments on Friday and Saturday last week, I just thought were great, Mike, and got us ready for sectional.
Yeah, it certainly was. And the week that was, I mean, let's go ahead and talk about it. We get the draw, and you get Washington Catholic, and clearly it's a young Cardinals team. It's an overmatched Cardinals team, 84-21 last night up at the Cougar Den. But more so than anything else, you get out on that sectional floor. We have not had a chance this year. We did play North Davies, you know, up at the Cougar Den, but that normal Graber Post Classic, you know, holiday feel where by the time, you know, sectional rolls around, we've played, you know, four games, five games up there.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't had that advantage this year.
Yeah.
And it did give our kids a chance to at least get out on the floor, get some extra shooting,
yes,
and play a game.
Well, and the other part of the extra shooting is with clearing the gym, as soon as that first game's over and they start ushering people out the door, we're able to go out there and get 20 to 25 minutes worth of shooting in before we come back into the locker room, and then we go out for the allotted 20 minutes of warm-up before the game. So we got a lot of shots up out there the other night, and I thought our key guys played really well for the first 5-6 minutes. Bryson, I think, was out there, and Jameson for the entire first quarter. And just, you know, talking about assists, Bryson got 7 assists in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And, you know, so our guys were able to get out there and get some reps, get some looks at the basket and game situation. And you know, even though it was an opponent that really pushed us where our main guys had to play a lot of minutes, it was really good to get guys experience on the floor in a sectional situation.
And, you know, talk about that. It's rare for a coach to leave a game where everybody is happy, but it's a game where all 12 of your guys got significant minutes. And if you would have told me yesterday that the only Viking that didn't score would be Kurt Hope, I would have said no chance. But you had 11 guys hit the scoring column.
Yeah, you know, it's always nice when you get guys baskets and get guys baskets in the sectional. And, you know, speaking of baskets, you know, we joked today in advanced PE class that WC was the first team ever to hold Kurt Hope scoreless. And I quickly reminded our class that WC didn't hold Kurt Hope scoreless. Josh Thompson did.
Yeah. So, yeah. Dan Dockich didn't stop Michael Jordan. Dean Smith did. That,
yes,
was always a North Carolina joke back in the day.
Yes, exactly. So so I joked with my class on that today. But, you know, it was great to see guys play, and tremendously happy for Tommy Kidwell, who had 26 points. And, I mean, yeah, we did. We always do Bible study on Wednesday night, and this week is one that's my favorite, and it's called The Dog Soldier, and it talks about the Cheyenne Indians and what they would do going into battle, what the dog soldier would do and sacrifice himself for the cause. And I said, you know, to our guys, I said, Tommy Kidwell was a dog soldier last night. And Bryson goes, you talking about that post move? You know, that was a great post move. And I said, no, I'm talking about being up by 50 and diving on the floor after loose balls. And so just a great kid, and just really, really happy for Tommy and that performance he had last night.
Yeah, and like you said, Tommy is a kid that loves basketball. There is no doubt about it, and I think you gave a pretty stirring, you know, I'm not going to call it a testimony when you're talking about Bible study, but a kind of a convicting statement last night that, parents, you need to look at Tommy Kidwell when a coach doesn't put you in, or you don't think you're getting the playing time you deserve,
yep,
or you think that, you know, talk about his story for a second.
Well, you know, multiple times this year, and I'll go back and talk about him a little bit more here in a second as far as his sophomore year and his junior year, but multiple times this year, there have been games where he hasn't played in the first half.
Yeah.
And then he's came in and made a huge impact in the second half of games. And, you know, it's real easy to be over there and be like, I don't know if Coach is going to use me tonight, and then start staring off into space and eyes start wandering up in the stands and, you know, feeling sorry for yourself. But, I mean, he's into the game. He's locked in. Nobody watches more film on our team than Tommy.
Yeah.
We came back from Bloomfield last Friday night, and Tommy didn't play a whole lot of minutes. He didn't play particularly well when he got opportunities. And, you know, I did all kinds of stuff there in my office, and I'm walking out at 10:45, 11 o'clock, and I hear a ball bouncing in the gym. And I just kind of peeked in there to see who it was, and it was Tommy Kidwell in there all by himself. And, you know, to me, the game honors that, you know, that honors that grit. But going back to why I think, you know, parents and you know, grandparents need to point to Tommy Kidwell is, you know, as a sophomore, that kid played on our C team.
Yeah.
He was a guy that we saw that, you know, hey, down the road, this kid may be a big part of what we're doing, And we don't know that he's going to get a ton of minutes this year on the JV. So we talked to Tommy before the season started about the perspective he needed to have in going into that season. And he blew our expectations out of the water. And he got better. And then last year, as a junior, you know, I'm the varsity coach. And, you know, I've been sometimes accused of not being real smart. But I'm looking at our JV stats. And we got a kid shooting 56% from three on the JV. And I'm like, hey, let's throw this kid in varsity games because people aren't going to guard that kid. And maybe he can make a three or two. Mm-hmm. He had varsity games last year where he made three and four threes.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's one of those things where it's just – I talk all the time about being a star in your role. And Tommy Kidwell epitomizes that. But the reason why he's a star in the role is because – he embraces every opportunity, and he makes the most of every single chance he has to get in the gym and get better.
All right. Well, that's segment one, the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, the week that was. We are live at Red Bones Grill like we are every Wednesday night. And when we come back, it'll be segment two, and I think that's what everybody wants to hear about. It's the week that is, and it's the IHSAA sectional. Sectional 63 up at the Cougar Den at North Davies. Back to Red Bones Grill after this timeout.
Here's a look at your forecast from the JT Express Weather Center. For tonight, it'll be mostly clear with lows near 32 degrees, and we're looking at a sunny day tomorrow and another clear night tomorrow night with highs near 54 degrees and lows near 28. Friday, to round off the work week, it'll be mostly sunny and it's going to be clear Friday night with highs reaching 50 degrees. Saturday, to kick off the weekend, it'll be another sunny day with highs in the high 40s and lows reaching the high 20s. And that was a look at your weather from the JT Express Weather Center on WAMW.
My name is Susan Reedy, and I've been at Ketchum Memorial Center for 6 years, and I work in the business office. Oh, I love all the people I work with. They're very, very caring people that are here for the residents, and that's important. They love the people they work with and the residents, and they have great opportunities. We take pride in making sure we're wearing our PPE every day, making sure the residents are safe. Even when we were going through the thick of it, the community would be dropping off Lysol and wipes and stuff just to help when supplies were low and you couldn't get a hold of some of that stuff. It was nice that even the community brought stuff in to help, you know. So it's a very loving community, and we love our residents, and so we do everything we can to keep them safe.
For more details about Ketchum Memorial Center, call 812-636-4920 or visit online at ketchummemorial.com.
Hi, this is Joe Morris, Executive Director of the Davies County Chamber of Commerce. As the old saying goes, membership has its privileges, especially with our local Chamber of Commerce. As a new startup business, we can help you network with other businesses and potential customers. We also help you get your advertising rolling with our startup package. But most importantly, by becoming a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you're showing your commitment to your local community and are proud to support local commerce here at home. For more information about the benefits of Chamber of Commerce membership, call us at the Davies County Chamber of Commerce office at 812-254-5262 to join today.
And back for segment two of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show. Every Wednesday night, we are live at Red Bones Grill. And, Coach, I know this is a deal where every Wednesday night, we just we like coming here and shooting the breeze. We got to talk to Larry and Cindy before we went on air. And, you know, just a nice night to, you know, break a little bread.
Yeah, it's always great to get in here at Red Bones. And, you know, obviously got a chance to talk to Larry a little bit about basketball and, you know, pick his brain about a couple different things here before we went on the air. And obviously talking to Cindy, you know, she's taken care of a couple teams that have come in here over the last couple weeks that have agreed to come and play the Vikings. So just really appreciate the heck out of them for hosting the show, but in everything that they do that goes, you know, probably under the radar, you know, just got a ticket here with a major donation.
Yeah, yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
You know, to our basketball program, and then also to the senior class. And
yeah,
those are things that they do, you know, a lot, and people don't know about.
Well, and that's what you want to talk about, ambassadors for Bar Eve and Montgomery. And, you know, a lot of times we think about our school, we think about our athletic programs, you think about Albert Cavanaugh. You know, this is a stop that so many people make. And whether you are, you know, a Bar Eve local and in the community, or you're just kind of, you know, you're from the outside and you're listening to this, or you just know them. I mean, this is a great place to be because you, you want to support small, you know, it's in critical to support small businesses right now, but it's important to support good people who have small businesses. And that's the thing I like coming in here on a Friday or Saturday night is you see people not just from not just from Montgomery, but, you know, you have some North Davies people, you have some Ligoti people, you have Washington people, and then you have, you know, game nights and it's just the place to be.
Well, and like you talked about, it's a destination. You know, when you have people that come in for games, they're looking for a place to stop in and eat, and so many times it ends up being Red Bones because they know it's just the place that people are going to gather after the game.
Well, segment two is always the week that is, and Coach, we've been doing this. We've done it on nice nights. We've done it in snowstorms. We've done it in everything in between. But we're finally here. We are at the destination. We are in the tournament. We've already played a game, and no disrespect to anybody that we have already played. But this weekend, I think, is something that everybody's looking forward to. I get a little tingle in my stomach just thinking about it. We've got the North Davies Cougars, 19-3, on Friday night at the Cougar Den.
Yeah, and what a season that they've had. I think Brent's done a phenomenal job. And, you know, we've hit on it different times throughout the year on this show about how when they graduated four seniors that started for them and some other guys that were on the team, you know, you had people talking about, well, man, this is going to really be a down year for North Davies. And I knew that that was hodgepodge when I was hearing that back in the spring and the summer, because I knew that the kids that were coming in were the type of kids that Brent really wants to play the style of basketball that he wants to play, and the style that we're going to have to compete against on Friday night. So I knew they were going to have a chance to win 16, 17 basketball games this year and be right where they're at this point in time in the season. But they probably exceeded my expectations a little bit. I know Brent's told me that he thought they would probably be in the realm of about 13 or 14. But what they did is they won all the games they were supposed to win.
Yeah.
They competed in and won all the 50-50 games, and then upset some teams.
And they stole two or three.
And then they stole two or three, like, you know, the other night against Sullivan. And when I say that, I mean no disrespect to North Davies.
Oh, no.
It's just on paper, they weren't supposed to win that one. And Sullivan is a really good basketball team. We were going to play them a couple weeks ago, and I was breaking down film on them, and I was trying to figure out, you know, number one, how they were going to guard us, but I was really concerned about how we were going to guard them on the defensive end. So that was a heck of a win that North Davies got against Sullivan last week.
Well, and you know, being a junior high coach, I think, you know, a lot of times, and I mean this with all due respect, I think a lot of high school coaches, sometimes they might get too much credit, and a lot of times there's too much blame. But you see, for the most part, who's going to be good years in advance by kind of what's coming up the chute. And I don't think it's any surprise that this group of Cougars, you know, very good, very talented. They're young, but like Coach Dalrymple talked about, hey, you know, these kids have played a lot of games. They're sophomores. Well, no, they've played 50 or 60 games by now. They're juniors and beyond, experience-wise.
Exactly. They all played as freshmen. Now, the Wilson twins didn't play quite as much, obviously, as Jalen did last year. But you got the Loniger kid who came off the bench for him last year and played some minutes. But then they've all been on good JV teams. And then you talk about back in junior high, you know, they were conference champions there in the SWIAC. But not only were they conference champions, but they didn't play the traditional 17-game eighth grade season or 15-game seventh grade season. Those kids were getting 50, 60 games in a year. I mean, their eighth grade schedule that John Mullen put together like puts our varsity schedule this year to shame. And so those kids have always been going out and playing, and John's done a really good job with them up through the program. But North Davies is going to be a really, really tough out on Friday night. But again, all four of the teams that are playing on Friday night, Orleans, Ligoti, us, North Davies, none of those teams are going out quietly.
Well, let's talk about that first game. It was a game, quite frankly. Let's go ahead and speak on it. The Cougars had a couple of kids out via contact tracing.
Yeah.
It was also a game that we led by, I think, 8 or 9 points with a minute to go and had the ball and just didn't finish well, and we didn't hit a 3-point basket in the game.
Yeah.
So I think if you're North Davies, you can go, man, we get these Wilson twins back, and we're in such a better position. And I think if you're Viking Nation, you go, gosh dang, man, we didn't hit any threes. We missed two free throws. We turned it over. We just I don't think anybody went – well, I know we didn't go away from that game feeling good, but I think everybody coming in Friday night has got a has really legitimate reasons to go, hey, we can do a lot better than that.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, North Davies, I know they're feeling like they can do a lot better because it that game, as Brent said, established their depth.
Right.
You know, they got a lot out of Steffi that game. They got a lot out of Marcus Britton off the bench.
Yeah, Britton's he's had a terrific year.
And since then.
And Wolford.
Since then, you know, Marcus Britton has really come on and solidified their 6 and 7 spots off the bench for them. That weekend, really, I think when you're done with this season, North Davies, Ligoti, Bar Eve can look back to that weekend in January and say, that was a very telling weekend for a lot of different reasons. You know, I think all three coaches talked about on the podcast, the B3 podcast, and on the radio show on Monday night about how that was a huge weekend. For us, it was big because we got two wins, and we don't feel like we played as well as we're able to play, but we still gutted out two wins. Mm-hmm. The other thing you mentioned in the North Davies game, 8-point lead with 2 minutes to go and the basketball, I'll take that any day of the week. And I hope that's the situation we're in on Friday. Hope it's the situation we're in on Saturday and throughout the tournament. Our guys are a lot better at doing that right now. And again, I think that was one of the things that I probably was neglecting the most, was working on closing games. And so we really put a big emphasis in practice of playing off of 2 feet, taking care of the basketball, making free throws, taking good, intelligent shots in those situations. Because, again, the last 5 possessions, there was an airballed layup. There were 2 missed front ends of one-on-ones, missed a power move in the post, and missed a layup on a 2-on-1 break, and that was our last 5 possessions of the game.
Well, and you talk about it, you know, managing the game sometimes. Friday night, we played a really great third quarter up at Bloomfield, an inspired crowd. We get a 48-32 lead. Bloomfield has the ball coming out in the fourth quarter. They get a basket, they get a stop, they hit a 3, and now that 16-point lead has gone down to 11. And from that point on, I think you really talked about this is where we've got to put all of this stuff into action. Mm-hmm. Do we really, you know, do we let our pride get in the way and we try to hit them back with that sucker punch and move this thing back out to 20-plus, or do we close the game down efficiently?
Yeah.
And I thought you guys really did a nice job of that on Friday night.
Yeah, and it really goes back to the weekend after Ligoti North Davies when we played Heritage Hills. And the way we closed that game I thought was great to see when we emphasized that so much in that practice throughout the week that we were able to get that lead, 11-12-point lead on Heritage Hills, and then we were able to space the floor out. Our guys, again, are so much better at that. And I look back at that weekend, and that's, you know, for us was kind of a turning point in the season. And I know Ligoti feels that way. I know North Davies feels that way. And we hope for us it was a turning point, definitely in a good direction.
Yeah, certainly. And it'll be a fun night. We are about 48 hours away, give or take, from heading up to the Cougar Dens Friday night at the North Davies Sectional 63, Bar Eve. And North Davies playing in the second game, Ligoti and Orleans in the opener. And, you know, I think we're going to respect the Indiana high school basketball tradition of not talking about any opponent before we conquer the one before us. And we'll leave Saturday night, hopefully to Saturday night and to next week, because all eyes in Viking Nation right now are on the North Davies Cougars. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we always have a little fun, little bit of fun in the last segment, and in this final segment. Well, Coach, usually I may give you a little bit of clue or a heads up on the final segment when we have a little bit of fun.
I've got nothing tonight.
You've got nothing from me, and it should be a good one. Back for the final segment of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show right after this.
Weather brought to you by the Chamber Restaurant on Main Street in downtown Washington. New winter hours at the Chamber, they're now serving lunch. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check out the new menu items and follow them on Facebook at the Chamber Restaurant in downtown Washington.
Here's a look at your forecast from the JT Express Weather Center. For tonight, it'll be mostly clear with lows near 32 degrees, and we're looking at a sunny day tomorrow and another clear night tomorrow night with highs near 54 degrees and lows near 28. Friday, to round off the work week, it'll be mostly sunny and it's going to be clear Friday night with highs reaching 50 degrees. Saturday, to kick off the week, and it'll be another sunny day with highs in the high 40s and lows reaching the high 20s. And that was a look at your weather from the JT Express Weather Center on WAMW.
After months of hard work, the Chandelier Barn is now open. You have been to one of their barn market events that bring in thousands each year. Now, you can shop in between show dates at their new store at the Gastoff Amish Village in Montgomery. At Chandelier Barn, you will find one-of-a-kind handmade items and antiques from across the country, carefully selected for retail. If you are looking for a special gift for Mother's Day coming up, birthdays, weddings, or for your home, Chandelier Barn is the place to find it. The Chandelier Barn Market is now open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sundays, noon to 4, and closed Mondays on the grounds at Gastoff Amish Village in Montgomery.
M&M Live Haul in Washington has openings now for full-time Class A CDL drivers. Start immediately. Local hauls, third shift, no ELDs, home daily and weekends. Minimum 2 years experience required with a clean driving record. Competitive pay and benefits package including paid holidays, paid vacation, health insurance, retirement, and safety bonus. Apply in person at M&M Live Hall, 2404 Cosby Road, or call 812-254-2247. M&M Live Hall is an equal opportunity employer. Now offering a sign-on bonus. Apply today to find out more.
Back for the final segment of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show. Sometimes, Coach, when you hear radio things, radio shows come back on the air and people are laughing, you're like, oh, man, that's not radio appropriate. This is very radio appropriate. We're laughing at PG-rated jokes. We're talking about bad ties. We're talking about just horrible dress shirts. I mean, it's all giggles tonight here on the Josh Thompson Coaches Show.
Well, you know, if you don't laugh, you know, it doesn't make what we're doing worth it. And I've definitely had a lot of really good laughs over the years. But the last 3 minutes, I think, were pretty priceless.
They were pretty priceless. It was all good. And as I said, it's as my dad would say, it was good, clean, old-fashioned fun. Anytime you can make fun of somebody's tie, Coach, yeah, you have to do it.
Or their Space Jam boxer shorts.
Yeah, Space Jam boxer shorts. And certainly, heck, I don't know. It's just... I love this week, Coach. It's my favorite week of the year. And one of the reasons why I've always loved this week is it just inevitably seems like every year, sectional week, as I talked about with Jeff Doyle on the radio last night, it's like the days are getting longer, the sun's staying out, temperature's getting a little warmer. I mean, 2 weeks ago, we're basically in a blizzard and a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And, you know, all this stuff is going on. And it's sectional week and everything that goes on. But I think one of the things that we have done so well at Bar Eve is we have made sectional week kind of an event. Yeah. Where we've just got so many things. And I know it doesn't mean a lot to people, but, you know, you've got Tuesday night sectional. Wednesday night has traditionally been the Bar Eve, you know, we're in the blue chip academic competition. And you think, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, you know, we have a bunch of kids who are kind of involved in a lot of different things who love to go out and compete in that, and they love to compete in this. They're talking about the sectional. They're excited about the week. And a lot of those kids, they end up playing in what you're going to play in tomorrow night, and that is the Bar Eve Senior versus Faculty basketball game. Coach, tomorrow night.
Well, hopefully I don't have to play nearly as hard as I did last year. I just felt like I had to overexert myself to get us over the top. But last year's seniors were a really good group. They shot the lights out. You know, I don't want to badmouth my boss, but I was questioning some of his lineups that he was putting out there. And I just felt like we got off to a bad start, dug ourselves a big hole, and I had to play a lot more than what I wanted to play. And I'm hoping tomorrow night that I can play somewhere in the 10 to 12 minute range. Is really
Thompson,
my
listen,
target.
Quit sandbagging. Anybody that's out there listening, Josh Thompson was the MVP of last year's game. Albert Cavanaugh once called you, as a high school player, a bull in a china shop on steroids, as Bloomfield wrecked Bar Eve's season back in 1999, 62-46. So you're sandbagging, but the reality is when you were hired as a Bar Eve basketball coach, Coach Jeff Doyle told me, he's like, listen, we didn't hire Thompson for his coaching prowess. We just wanted another weapon coming in the senior versus faculty game.
Well, I'm not saying that I'm not a weapon. I just hope that we play well enough tomorrow night that I don't have
to. You had 28 points last year, Thompson.
They're easy baskets. I just hope that I don't have to play anymore in about 12 to 14 minutes tomorrow night, that we're playing well enough that we can get a lot of guys a lot of time.
Well, no. All joking aside, and I'm giving you a hard time, it's a fun night. The seniors, they really get into it. And it's not just the seniors who are playing on the team.
Yeah.
But you have kids who have never been cheerleaders. Hey, they're going to be cheerleaders. You've got kids who've never done this. They're gonna do that. You've got kids who've never really been in the Barbie basketball program. And they're going to get out there tomorrow night, and they're going to shoot some shots against their teachers. And it's a fun night. And I think it kind of puts everybody in a nice little kind of a mental headspace as we head into a sectional weekend, which is always – It's always competitive and intense.
It is, and it is officially Jeff Doyle's game.
And
here's what I want to tell you that we talked about. A couple months ago, things were in a little bit a doubt as far as were we even going to be able to have fans at the sectional, and there was some talk of we may not have the senior faculty game this year. It was just thrown out there, and up until a couple of weeks ago, we really didn't know if it was going to be scheduled or not.
Yeah.
And I told Josh Schwartz and Trooper, I said, it's like the NBA. If LeBron wants the ball, they're going to ball. And they're going to go into a bubble that's what they got to do to ball. I said, if Doyle wants the ball, we're going to ball.
And we're balling. He sent out the faculty email. It's fantastic. Playing time is not guaranteed. And talking to some of my kids this morning, specifically one of our favorite players, one of our favorite girls, Hannah Graber, said, I want Amber DeCourcy to play. I want to nail my coach with a back screen. And you've got so many of these kids who've just, they've waited for so long to get their hands on Thompson or get their hands on Amber or get their hands on Doyle. They've got to do it. They've got to do it. And tomorrow night they get their chance.
They get their chance. They get their shot. Like I said, I just hope I can be out there for 12 to 14 minutes and we win big.
Well, that'll be tomorrow night on the Barrie Media page, Barrie Media Facebook page. That'll be 6:30. And myself and one of my favorite students, Junior Sam Emmons, we were on his dad's podcast on Sunday, which is now available to be downloaded anywhere you get your podcast, the Birdies, Bourbon, and Basketball podcast. And
always a lot of fun.
But Sam and I will have the call, and we are writing up material, and it should be a ton of fun, Coach Thompson.
Well, I can't wait to go back and watch that. I went back and I watched something that was awful good today. I went back and I was watching a lot of film, and I watched the first probably first 3 minutes of our semi-state game against Bloomfield at the Hatchet House, and man, it was an unbelievable crowd, and just watching our kids and how well those kids followed that game plan. So I'm going to enjoy probably going back and watching the senior faculty game, probably with not that much excitement, but I will go back and watch it at some point.
All right, Coach. Well, that's going to do it. Hey, Coach, you know who my favorite country music artist is?
No, I'm not real sure.
Dustin Lynch. You want to know why?
Because?
Like Beck, he knows where it's at. And that's what we're getting ready to do. Coach, we will catch you on Friday night up at North Davies. Best of luck. And, man, I can't wait for the weekend.
Yep, can't wait for the weekend. And, this is what you work for. This is what you coach for. And just excited about our kids having an opportunity to go out and compete for a sectional championship this week.
All right, me too. Can't wait to see you. And that'll do it. It's Josh Thompson, Coach's Show, live at Red Bones every Wednesday night, Red Bones Grill in Montgomery. And that's going to do it. We'll talk to you on Friday night from the Cougar Den at North Davies Bar, even the second game against the Cougars. For Josh Thompson, I am Mike DeCourcy. It is Dustin Lynch. It's where it's at. And we'll talk to you on Friday night. Good night, everybody.